It's Mike Shope.
This guy's a real jerk.
And the Bulldog.
I'm sort of anal retentive, OCD kind of whack job.
On WGR.
One of the first things out of my mouth today was, man, I got a lot here. I don't know where to start. And almost none of it has come up yet. The trades have been the topic.
Yeah, right.
A little bit of hockey.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, some of this stuff can wait.
Did what I just mentioned before
yes.
the break ended, was that on the list that yep. we haven't gotten to yet?
Yes.
Maybe we can get to it now. Helenius goal last night, or yesterday afternoon, to win the World Hockey gold medal for Finland was just outrageously good. I mean, it's 3-on-3. I didn't know what... It's funny, like, I watched the end of the regulation, and I'm like, all right, intermission, overtime, I can't wait. And then it's so disappointing to me when an overtime period for a championship-level game begins. Same could be said of the Four Nations, or what was the Olympics? The Olympics was 5-on-5 in the championship round, right? They didn't 3-on-3 earlier in the tournament.
That Hughes goal was not 5-on-5.
No, it wasn't, was it?
I think it was 3-on-3.
Anyway, got a great result there, but I don't like it. But
what was this? 3-on-3?
3-on-3, yeah.
It'd be the same.
When it started, I was like, yeah, of course, international, right. I was like, oh, damn.
Because you want to hang out a while with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm so used to 5-on-5 now because of all the, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been going on. And so I was kind of bummed out, but the goal Helen Hughes scores, you know, it's the kind of play you make in 3-on-3. Like, it's not a play you could make. I mean, you could, I suppose. But, like, he just lugs it all the way into the almost to the goal line. Maybe the hashes on the circle. And then just turns around, and he's just got one guy. And he just puts his arm out and just, like, nope.
In lacrosse, that's illegal. That would be a ward. You can't just sort of hold off the other yep. guy with your free arm.
Yeah.
He's got one hand on the stick.
Yep.
That guy, you know. Just, untouchable.
Just I want. Yeah,
I would
just,
call him untouchable.
I he didn't get all the. To me, it was just I'm making my own shot. Like in basketball parlance, you talk about can you make your own shot or do you need help? Right? Do you someone you need to be at a spot and someone to facilitate getting you the ball and you're open and now you can do this thing for us and that can be functional. But man, when you can just make your own play, like he didn't it just I got it.
It was a little bit Thompson.
Yeah.
Peak Thompson, where
yeah.
he's just like
yeah.
too good for everybody.
Yeah, and the shot is like right through the one defender's legs who's screening the goalie and like just yeah. perfect. Oh, what a moment for that kid.
Do you think untouchable is too strong?
No. No, I think he and Benson are the two guys I most feel like, oh, of course you're not trading them.
No.
And I think Osland is close behind, but maybe if I have to.
But you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't. Well, you know, you definitely don't have to do anything. But like, if you want Robert Thomas, you might have to, you know, part with something.
This Helenius, now that we finally figured out how to say it, which I will say is because I heard him say it. That's where I moved on to this, for me, newer pronunciation. But I feel like this is probably right. I was annoyed when they sent him down. When was it? Like even February, he was up, and then they sent him down. And I was disappointed in that. I understood it, you know, talking to Paul and that, and you said it, like his play had tailed off a little bit. He started hot, and yeah. then, okay, well, I settled for it because really it didn't seem like there was really room for him. And they were winning constantly anyway. Like, what can you yeah. say? But another one of these... It's hindsight, and it's maybe not even completely fair, but talent.
Did I wait too long to put
yep.
him in?
Yep. Talent.
Yep.
We wanted to be bigger. We wanted to win draws. We wanted these certain things. And, you know, in fairness, again, they're winning a lot, and they didn't have really other bigger needs, you know? Like, they were
yep.
so good. But I just – there's always a guy like that. Well, he did get in. And he produced.
He did. And he produced on the world stage just now. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it was going to be hard to keep him off the team anyways. And certainly from a fan perspective, it was going to be very hard to get. There's people out there that want you to just let Tuck go and plug one of these guys in and assume that everything's going to be fine. And it may be, oh, you're raising your hand.
For the non-viewing audience, I'm kind of raising my hand.
Like, right, sheepishly.
Sheepish.
Yeah.
Very sheepish.
But it's just a great, it was a great moment. And like, it was not, I was telling you off the air, I never one time in my house during the World Championship Tournament thought, oh, there's a game on. Like,
it's such a weird event.
I just never, and it, and the, this is the same way last year with when Thompson was on the team. I didn't ever think like, ooh, appointment television, right?
So he scored the tournament winning goal last year?
In overtime against the Swiss.
Oh, the Swiss. Poor Swiss.
And now Hellenius does it again yesterday. To the Swiss in overtime. And
at least this year, the Sabres went a couple rounds. Their guys weren't over there from day one.
Right, yeah. Hellenius joined up late and still, you know, prominent enough role. Was playing on a line with Barkov at 5-on-5, 3-on-3. I'm not even sure who he was out there with because I couldn't really tell. But he took a regular shift. The goal, it took, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes. I didn't check the box, but whatever. He was on the ice 4 times maybe before he scored.
Was Ristolainen in there?
I never saw him.
He scored a goal. Was that World Juniors?
World Junior gold medal winning goal, yes.
I mean, he's not a Sabre anymore, but.
Yeah. And it wasn't against Switzerland.
It's such a weird event. I wonder, for once.
right.
I wonder from a betting standpoint, if there are edges in the world championships based on like who's coming and who's not coming.
Yeah.
You'd sort of, instead of trying to get the jump on the Stanley Cup playoffs for whatever reason here, well, okay, this guy's going if they lose and that, you know, here, I don't follow the tournament closely at all. It's such a strange event for that. Like it seems so dependent on which NHL teams are playing, who can't go.
Right.
I mean, it's not the Olympics, but, you know, Crosby was over there.
Crosby was there. Celebrini was the captain of Team Canada, even though Crosby joined up after Pittsburgh got eliminated. They'd already announced the captains. And I think Celebrini offered, like, you're coming, you can be the captain. And Crosby was like, no, you deserve it.
And they didn't medal.
They didn't medal.
And U.S. didn't medal.
U.S. didn't medal.
Norway did.
Yep. That's right. Norway did. So, anyway, I started saying, like, this is not an event that's ever on my radar to the extent that I know when the games are and I got to see it. But as it happened yesterday, and that was yesterday was no exception. I was watching baseball at home, and I realized like, I'm in charge of dinner. I got to run out. So of course, you know, remember the beer draft. Stop for one. Okay, perfect. I gotta run an errand. I'm on hurdle anyway. I'm gonna go grab one, and you know, one turns into two, and just as regulation's ending, like, oh, perfect. Hellenius. Yeah. All right. Like, I went from 0 to 60 in like 1 second when I saw the game on the TV because I knew they were in the final and I knew he'd be playing. But again, I hadn't thought about it to the extent that at home I was like, ooh, where's NHL Network? I need to get to this game. But walk into a bar, it's on and it's overtime. Perfect. And the payoff was there. It was pretty cool.
It was kind of a cool weekend. I mean, we're in between Premier League and World Cup. There wasn't any hockey either day, right? I mean, that's Carolina, right.
Friday,
Montreal.
Friday night, that ended, yeah.
But there was that. That's hockey. There was that. I was on the Blue Jays Orioles yesterday, and Jim Palmer was in the booth, and he's still broadcasting for the Orioles. But Jim Palmer's 80, and it just sounded that smooth voice. And, I mean, I wasn't scrutinizing his comments, mm-hmm. but it was just so nice. Like, Palmer... Yeah. Has had a long... Palmer worked with Al Michaels, who's also 80.
Monday Night Baseball on ABC.
On Monday Night Baseball. Palmer retired in 84. He was already working in broadcasting before he retired. I don't think he ever broadcasted a game he was pitching in. But, you know, when the Orioles would be out, and whoever would be in the playoffs, if ABC had it, you'd have Palmer sometimes. And, you know, Seaver for NBC. So it was cool to have that. Saturday, I went to a very popular... soccer-themed establishment on Hurdle. And Jeremy was there with his friend Chris, who I know a little bit. And this was for the Champions League final. This was noon on Saturday, Arsenal and PSG. And it was packed in a great way. Like, you're never going to get a seat. You just want to be able to see it. And I don't know how many people that place holds, but I was in there. And Arsenal, Jeremy's team, scored in the 6th minute. And the noise just was, you probably heard up and down the street. Yeah. I mean, it was so loud. Lots more Arsenal fans than Paris Saint-Germain. I left at halftime. It was a great time. Great way to spend it.
Great scene.
Great place to watch that game from.
Yeah.
For sure. So there was that. And I had a draft Saturday night. I've already told you about it a little bit. I gave you some news. Drafted 4 Titans. You got to be uncomfortable. You got to be willing to feel uncomfortable sometimes. One guy.
Good on you.
So real quick, this is a tight end premium draft. So tight ends are pushed up at the FFPC. The guy at 101 picks Bowers, first overall. Now, he usually goes like 6th, if that. It's defensible.
Mm-hmm.
But 101 Bowers. I'm picking at 12, Genty, Chase Brown. Boring. But, you know, I liked it. I like picking at the end. Comes back around. The guy at the 1 who picked Bowers goes Loveland, Tyler Warren. We call it the purple Sasquatch. 3 tight ends. And then it comes back to him at 4 or 5, and it's auto picks. The rest of his draft was auto.
Wow.
Which I think, I don't know the person, he or she, I think probably it was a mic drop.
I've done what I wanted to do here.
I started with 3 tight ends. I don't care after that. Let the computer do it. And yep. It was a late night Saturday draft, and just it disappeared. And I'm looking at it. I mean, it's not great. That's the problem if you do that is, you know, you're behind at every other position. He ended up with May. That doesn't have to – that's not behind at quarterback.
Yeah, no.
But
no.
Running back, receiver, you know, he's in tough. Still, like, maybe it wasn't a move. But if it was, hats off. Like that's a move. $350, you're going to stop by, draft 3 tight ends, and quit.
If it wasn't a move, it's reckless. Then
that could be said.
I would say.
That can be said.
I'm guessing it was a move as well. But
yeah, you know. I think probably because, you know, for that kind of money, don't you actually draft the players you want?
Yeah, I would think. Yes. Yes.
You would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
What else? Raymond Berry died. Raymond Berry, this came out today, Pro Football Hall of Fame receiver with the Colts, coach of the Patriots in Super Bowl 20. He died a week ago.
I always forget that.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame said he died May 25th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just found out today.
All right.
Raymond Berry, who I remember, I'm not old enough to know him as a player. I mean, when did he retire? The 60s, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I remember watching an NFL film show that he's in. Maybe he was the coach of the Patriots at the time. And he said something like this. The show was about pass rushers or something, like just all defensive players. You know, like Lawrence Taylor would have been probably featured in this particular 30-minute NFL films piece. And Barry is in it. He said something like this. It's never impressed me when, like, if you sack a quarterback whose mind is entirely on something else. That was his line, was the quarterback is thinking of something entirely different, and you come in and knock him down. Like, wow, ooh. You get it? It was like a defensive players.
What's
so impressive about a quarterback sack when the quarterback's mind is on something else?
Not like home life, but like who's open downfield,
yes.
Right? Presumably.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wasn't sure what the context was of like mind on something else.
That's what he meant.
I wasn't sure if I was following entirely.
For some reason, I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't really know.
You don't get it.
I don't really see
you
it.
Like it. You don't like
I don't,
it.
I don't,
you get it.
No, I get it. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
Now we're just sort of crossing things off my sheet. Back to the soccer game in a minute.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Killers performed.
I heard about that, yeah. I didn't see any of this. I was in a day-long golf scramble, which was great fun at Harvest Hill. But I just was, you know, my daylight hours were spent riding around in a golf cart mostly.
So the Killers performed right before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brightside, how about this bar for that?
No, I'll bet, right.
I didn't realize their drummer is Dan Fouts.
Oh, really?
No, it's not, but he looks, whoever it is, looks just like Dan Fouts.
Like a young Dan Fouts or like Dan Fouts now?
In between.
Okay.
Middle-aged
downfit.
Are they in their 40s?
Yeah, probably by now. Yeah. Right?
I would guess this guy, you know, facial hair wise, he looks like me a little
bit. Yeah, they've had a 20-year career by now, I think. So that,
yeah,
assuming they were in their 20s when they started. So yeah, all right. And that these are all original members. This is not a band that I follow aggressively.
Do you know that's the case? Are they?
No,
all?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying. Either. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's not a band I know a lot about.
Strangely, the patrons of this bar all knew Mr. Brightside.
Like, oh,
they
yeah.
knew it by heart.
Yeah. That's a generational thing.
It was fun.
I mean, I'm assuming there were a lot of, like, 30-year-old people.
Yeah, maybe.
But
you know, it's the Bill song.
Yeah, right, sure. That of course, helps.
Yeah, it was great.
What I'm saying is non-Bills fans of that age...
Know that song.
All know that song.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's a.
Also, this is partly because of the Bills, I think, as well. Like, all my son's friends know that song. I think high school...
Sure.
Kids
yes.
know Mr. Brightside.
That's brought it back. Yeah, I think the Bills for... A younger generation here, I think that the Bills have helped bring that song to their ears.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Do you think A.J. Brown will get, does he get a new contract when he goes to New England? Or no? Like, does he?
I don't know. What's he on?
Does he just go? I'm just like, my friend Pat Moran from the Talking Buffalo podcast just tweeted the salary cap hits the next 3 years for Brown and DJ Moore. You're not going to be happy.
Moore's is higher. Way higher?
In 27. He did not, for whatever reason, list this year's numbers, so I don't know what's going on there. But next year, 28.9 for Moore. Brown's is 10.9. Year after, Moore is 28.9 again. Brown, 17.8. And then in 29, 29.9 for Moore. Brown is 23.6. But I wonder if there'll be an adjustment. Like the Bills... Yeah, that trade just got made today. The Bills, when they made the trade with Moore, like made commitments to him that I'm still not real clear why they had to do that, but they did. They chose to do that. And so like guaranteed more money and just did stuff. And like those cap numbers are those are tough to look at. I mean, the Patriots paid more. They paid a first round pick, but it's not till 2028.
The Bills paid a second in 27.
Right.
That's kind of the same thing.
Right. And there's a fifth thrown in there. Like, that's it.
Yeah, whatever.
Those cap numbers are way out of whack.
I guess I don't know whether he's getting a new contract, but some teams don't operate like they feel like they have to show you their love, so to speak. You know, that could wait, but I don't know the dynamics there.
Yeah.
I never was excited about this move. We'll see. I look forward to some interesting conversations about DJ Moore, locally and from, like, today. Guys who have takes on him from around the league. Because I'm not convinced, really, that it's, like, that big a move. And they did give up a lot, and they are paying him a lot, like you're saying. And he should be the best receiver they have. But... I don't know. I think he's good. I don't want to say fine because that gets you all worked up.
Fine has a...
I think he might... I wouldn't want to say he's fine. I feel like that's a little bit selling him short. But I don't think he's great.
Yeah.
I don't think he's A.J. Brown.
Sorry, I've just become distracted by this in my Twitter feed. There's an NFL on ESPN tweet from a few hours ago that just says, imagine if Aaron Donald comes out of retirement. And our old friend, we did a regular thing with Trey Wingo for a little while.
Yeah.
Trey quote tweeted it saying, let's just say that's more than just imagination. All I can tell you right now.
Yeah. Even Donald had a post.
Interesting.
Where he said, like, he kind of hinted at a comeback. Yeah. Not even from today.
Wow.
Recent.
Wow.
I think. Before the trade.
McVay, Snead, and Garrett are all supposed to talk tomorrow after Rams OTA practice, by the way. So first time as a Ram, you'll be hearing from Garrett tomorrow.
I don't need pictures of him in Rams uniform, in a Rams uniform yet because he hasn't actually worn one. Well, but you get that these days.
This NFL ESPN tweet has Donald and Garrett next to one another in the uniform, yeah.
At least Donald, though, has worn a Rams uniform.
I'm assuming
uniform.
That's a real photo of Donald from an actual game. Yeah.
You would think.
Probably.
You don't need this. You don't need to put the guy in the uniform he hasn't worn yet. Let's just enjoy the anticipation. Schefter does it. I mean, I'm sure he's not actually doing it, but
right.
His tweets often come with the guy,
imagine
you know,
him, like, Photoshop
imaginary.
I can't get my Photoshop to work.
Trying to drag and paste and cut. Not working.
Damn it. I need help.
We had the pleasure of chatting with Will Kunkel today, Houston media personality, talking about Moore, who he's had personal experience with, and the Texans, who the Bills face in week 1. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.